Okay, folks, it's time for another episode of The Great Debates. I'm Dan Medina, and I'd like to introduce today's topic. But before I do, I want to remind you that at the end of the debate, you can cast your vote by sending us an email at greatdebates69@gmail.com. You can also suggest topics for future debates. Today's topic is something about Subway. If you don't know what to eat, just go to Subway.
This is the world's first and only interactive podcast. No other podcast takes any tweets, calls, or suggestions from the audience. We're the only one that does it, and we've been doing it for 35 years. So you email greatdebate69@gmail.com. You can say, hey, I think Dave won. I'm Dave. I'm the guy who takes the shitty side of things usually, and Healy is this guy.
I'm the positive, supportive, usually arguing for whatever it is we're talking about.
Yeah. But
today we have
a rare twist. Yes, yeah, sort of. Here's what's on the table, and here's the issue. Resolved. If you don't know what to eat, just go to Subway.
If you don't know what to eat, just go to Subway. Dave is going to take the affirmative side. The
now, can I
side.
Say that just because I'm arguing the pro, I still think that's the shittier, if you will, the more negative view of things.
Let's hear it.
So, if you don't know what to eat, if it's Saturday at 1:30 and you're hungry and you need lunch and you don't know what to eat...
Dave, quick question. Is it 1:30 in the morning? Because Subway's closed.
That's not true. There are 24-hour Subways. You're already wrong. You're 0-for-1. Just go to Subway. Just go to Subway. Get a 6-inch turkey sub. Get it to your ask the artists to put whatever on there that you want.
Don't even take any initiative. Do you ask the artist to make it how they want?
Ask the artist to make it how you, the eater, wants.
Okay,
it to be.
So
don't ask for dealer's choice.
Okay,
I'm not ridiculous.
Right here, I can see where I can see your argument developing like a storm cloud on the horizon.
Yeah.
It's that you need to eliminate decision-making from your eating, so just don't think about it, go to Subway. Here's the problem. Now you're at Subway.
Yeah.
You immediately have about 60 decisions to make.
It's so much easier once you're at Subway to make a decision than it is to... I mean, come on, Healy. Ask yourself this. Which is an easier decision
to make? Do I want to toast it? Fuck. The first question... I got to make a big
that's
choice.
That's so easy. Once
what
I'm
kind
at
of bread do you want?
Italian
do
every
I want
time.
6-inch. Maybe I'm more hungry than I thought.
Healy, you're not wrong that at least you still have to make decisions.
Yeah.
But you're there. You have to talk to someone. There's people behind you in line. There's a clock on it. You're going to make a decision. That's all. It's not like no one's ever. No, here's the thing. No one's ever gone to Subway and said, and then like gotten to the front of the line, and the guy says like, what kind of bread do you want? What kind of sandwich do you want? And you go, and then no one has ever taken more than, I would estimate, 150 seconds
to
determine.
No, of course not, because you're right. You're submitting yourself immediately to an industrialized system. You've reduced yourself just to the level of an automaton.
Yeah, for
it's
one
exactly
meal.
Exactly what a corporate America wants. Now, here's what I think you should do if you're hungry.
Yeah.
And you don't want to make a decision, because there's a whole category of people who are hungry and they kind of want to do something interesting. They're willing to take 5 minutes to think about it, to ask a friend, to go online.
Sure.
To just look out the window.
Yeah.
To drive around for a minute. But let's say you're not in that category. You do not want to think about it. You're hungry. Walk out the door.
Go to Subway.
Turn left. Go to the first restaurant you find. If it's Subway, that's fine. If not, you're trying some kind of new, interesting place. Maybe it's some place you've never tried before. Maybe it's an old favorite you've sort of forgotten about. Maybe it's a place you go to a million times. They know your name. Regardless, you're going to have a more interesting experience than you would going to Subway.
That's a terrible, dumb suggestion for 1,000 reasons. Here are the first two that come to mind. First of all, if you're at home when you're trying to decide where to eat, which is going to be the case more often, or at work, then you're going to go to the same place every time.
How many times have you been to Best Fish Taco of Ensenada?
Maybe like 6.
It's the restaurant that's nearest to here.
Arguably, yeah.
Yeah, and you've been there 6 times, and do you regret any of those times that you
went
there?
Like once or twice.
Would you rather gone to Subway?
Oh, definitely.
On what level?
Because if Subway, this is boring. I don't know why we're talking about Best Fish Taco, but, like, Best Fish Taco, it's hard to get a filling meal there for me.
Oh.
And it's Subway. Well, I don't want to eat that much fried fish. It's all fried. It's not like it's good. It's fun. But for me, Best Fish Taco is great as like a snack, a late night snack.
Okay. Now, there's nothing stopping you from going to Subway after you've been to Best Fish Taco.
Yeah,
go there. You have a little fried fish taco. Fill me up. Let's go to Subway. I'm still hungry.
Healy, let me ask you this. Your earlier argument was, if you go to Subway, the problem is, I see your argument coming like a storm cloud, but here's me, Steve Healy, the bright ray of sunshine.
Yep.
If you go to Subway.
Are you playing back a tape of this? How is it
no,
sounding
that's
so
my,
much exactly
it's an,
like
that's my impression, and it's damn good.
Oh, is that even, do we even call it an impression when it's so exact?
It's a recreation.
Reenactment.
Or like inhabiting the life form
of
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dave, here's the problem.
For this moment, for are there moment, two Steve Healy's in
yeah.
the world? Could we say, like, what would a philosopher say about that?
He would say, I think like this is like a Steve Healy and Mecha Healy, like a Godzilla type.
Yeah.
Okay, so your argument was that I see your argument coming like a storm cloud, and you know, I have the ray of sunshine, and once you go to Subway, you're going to have to make more decisions.
Yeah.
But the problem with your fucking argument is that if you go to the first place on the left, you're going to know nothing about the food there, and you're going to have to deal with a worse decision-making process than you proposed at Subway.
Go anywhere. Go to any restaurant.
Oh, so you're taking it. You have a different argument?
Go to
You're saying go to Denny's?
Sure, go to Denny's.
Go to Denny's?
Yeah. What are you going to see at Denny's? Who knows?
Here's the problem with going to Denny's.
Please.
If you go to Denny's when you're hungry and you don't know what to eat,
yeah,
you're going to have to go and sit down and wait. And you're already, if you don't know what to eat, that's because you've been thinking about this for 15 to 30 minutes and you're already starving. And that's why you need to get your ass to Subway, where you will get a decent, not exceptional, but a decent meal at an excellent price, and you will get it immediately.
Sit at the counter.
At Denny's?
Yeah, the counter's great.
No one wants to sit at the
maybe
counter at
Denny's.
Maybe
there's a leftover section in the newspaper. You
oh,
read
maybe
that.
Someone left half
inform
their pancakes there and you can eat that.
Inform your
oh,
opinion.
So this is the rich tapestry of life, as you get to see horrible people doing miserable things at Denny's, and you get to soak your toes in their syrup and then lick it up.
If you don't know what to eat, go to Subway is what's on the table.
Yeah.
The argument. No, if you don't know what to eat, take a couple seconds.
You've already taken Keely. You're not thinking about this.
If I don't have to be consistent.
If you don't know what to eat, that doesn't mean that we're not. Obviously, this isn't like, I just realized I'm hungry. We're talking about a situation, I think, where it's like, fuck, I don't know. Should we go here or there?
You're imagining that our listeners have the same kind of neurotic, anxiety-ridden process about getting a meal that you apparently have, which is like, it's this unbelievably stressful burden.
It's not unbelievable. I get through it. I think a lot of people can. I actually do think a lot of people can relate to that.
You know what? You're right. A lot of people can relate to that. So
I am
saying,
right. Email. Email greatdebate69@gmail.com. Dave King was right. Healy just said it himself.
Don't take the easiest solution. Don't systematize this in the most boring possible way. Systematize it in any number of ways. Instead of saying, every time I don't know what to eat, I'm going to go to Subway, say, every time I don't know what to eat, I'm going to draw a card out of a hat, and it'll have different kinds of cuisines on it, and each time I'll try a different kind of cuisine.
I wish you could hear yourself right now. You sound like the lamest dad on the block.
I'm just trying to encourage our listeners to have a more exciting,
our listeners are
engaged
filled
experience with the world.
Our listeners are filled with a sense of wonder already. They eat enough adventurous stuff all the time.
If you want
to don't know what to eat, go to Subway. It's going to be fine. I'm going to get a 6-inch turkey on Italian. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get American cheese. By the way, Subway finally learned how to tessellate the cheese so that there's full cheese coverage, which is a huge step up for them. They used to have it just in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're
at all?
Passionate about Subway, and that I respect.
I'm not passionate about Subway. I'm passionate about Subway as a default. Well, I'm an intelligent guy. That doesn't mean I'm passionate about Subway.
Well, you know that they're tessellating their cheese, and that's a change.
When at least the Subways that I go to, when the manager has made it clear to their Subway artists, that the sandwich artists, whatever they're called, that they need to tessellate the cheese instead of putting them on there so that there was overlap, it made me very happy. And few things make me happy.
Subway is a perfectly mediocre experience.
That's all you're looking for, man. You're starving.
If you want to have a perfectly mediocre life, then vote yes to Dave. You will achieve that. If every time you're hungry,
you can't equate one meal to the rest of your life.
If you want to have a life of intensity, engagement, interest, surprises, good and bad.
Then go to Denny's. Go to Denny's and hope that there's a newspaper left. But Healy, that's the whole point of going to Subway, is that it frees you up from doing things that are actually interesting. Yes, you might find an interesting restaurant if you, by your stupid proposition, step out your door and go to the first place on the left, which is for
that was
me,
only one, remember, that was only one of the options I gave. I also said you could look online, you could ask a friend. Ask the first person you see. Call a friend at random. Text them. Say, where should I eat?
And what if they're
now
in a movie, Healy? What if they're in a movie?
Then they won't write back.
Go to Subway.
Right to
then you
friend.
Have to go to Subway.
They'll write back. Hey, Dave, cool to hear from you. It's me, Aaron Ehas. Thank you for
writing
me.
Oh, I miss that guy.
Because I'm the first person in your phone.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about it. You live over near a lot of cool restaurants. I myself have been meaning to go to Pine and Crest, this cool Taiwanese place in Silver Lake. Let's you and me go there, have a meal. All of a sudden, your life is enhanced by a significant margin. All because you didn't go to Subway. Because you put in that tiny bit of effort.
If you do go to Subway, you save time, you get it done, you can come back to your world faster
save
and more relief.
Save time for what? For what?
For all the other fucking
life
one.
Is meals.
Ugh, life Dave. Is nothing but eating. I'm Steve Healy, and the only thing that's worth doing is finding interesting places to eat. Email greatdebate69@gmail.com if you disagree with that.
If you think that a life of going to Subway and just submitting yourself to the most corporatized, homogenized mediocrity is the way you want to live your life,
yes.
Email Dave.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
greatdebates69@gmail.com. This has been The Great Debate.